place where you kept your wood or something like that that you'd burn, maybe a little house off to the...
No, the wood was placed on the outside by cord.
Uh-huh.
You used to pile it up like this, the one on top of the other, 4 feet high, 8 feet long. That was a cord of wood.
Uh-huh.
And it would stay there 2 years sometime before you used it.
2 years?
Yeah, you had to go in the wood and cut it.
Did it rot?
No, it wouldn't rot, no. No, that wood wouldn't rot on them. Oh, some wood right now that lasts 10, 12 years without rotting the cord. See, one piece would protect the other one. Very few rain would go through it, you understand? That's how come they had to put it by cord.
I see. And your mother might send you out to the wood pile?
We'll get some wood for the fireplace. And then you bring along for them. That's how it works.
I see.
Yeah.
How'd you get that wood in from the...
From the wood.
How'd you get it in there from the wood?
With an ox, with a homemade wagon.
Yeah?
You could, them ox had yoke on them.
Uh-huh.
And you tied a tree, you see them was the two ox. Then they had a yoke in their neck, you hook that tree, that made them pull that tree out the wood. Then when you get on the outside, then you leave it there and cut it there. By a cord, then you come in with a homemade wagon, load it, and take them off and pull it at home.
Okay. All right. Now, if the door's open and you wanted it closed, what do you used to say to somebody to give them
to come in, you mean?
I mean, if the door's open, you'd say you wanted them to do what? You didn't want it open, you'd say you wanted them to...
Close that door.
Okay.
And see, they didn't have that once upon a time when I was small. You had hooks.
Yeah.
That you would hook your door.
Uh-huh.
And the hook was about 8 inches long.
Uh-huh.
You put one on this door, one on that door, and you hook it.
Hmm. Okay. Now, what about, did you have any outdoor toilets? Did you have outdoor toilets?
Yeah, we had an outdoor toilet made with cypress wood, you know.
Yeah.
And two holes, one down, one there, two places, you see?
Yeah.
Then you dig a hole and it would go in that hole.
What'd you call those?
That would be a toilet.
Yeah. Did you have another?
Outside toilet. That's how it was called.
Folks ever have any other words for it? Joking words? Or?
Not that I remember, no. In French, you would call that commode.
Comod.
And then you call it, toilet.
Okay. All right. Now, what about, did you have a place where you kept the animals on the farm? Can you tell me about that?
Well, you had pastures.
Yeah. No, a building maybe. Did you have any of that?
Yes, you had built a corn crib.
Uh-huh.
Made out of all round wood, from the wood.
Yeah.
The posters was made round. Then the cover was covered with that shingle I just told you about. That they would split and cover that thing. The animal would live under that shade for the wintertime. The wintertime was hard at that time. Sometimes you lost your cattle by freezing.
Yeah.
And, but it's not like that today at all. You don't get no colder today. But at that time, you used to get 3 months winter. Men didn't work but January, February, March. They would start plowing in March and April. A man stay at home and relax and take care of what he had. 3 months. Prepare for the year.
Okay, didn't have a barn.